K4WCL. WCL and 4ZLK. Hey, John. Must be getting close. Hope you and Lori are well.
You like a little bit of company in the cab with you? We're getting there. We're about 3-4 miles west of Westminster. So, about 40 minutes to go. How's your day going?
We got a little bit of a drive then. Yeah, my day is going well. I just left a pickup. We got a little bit of a drive in, maybe 20 minutes. And then I have my last pickup. I got to go out and pick up a trailer that I left there this morning. And then I'll be done for the day. But I'm trying to think of where you are. 40 miles by day. You said 40 minutes. A couple miles west of Westminster. Is that what you said?
I get to Westminster actually before I get into town. We make a left-hand turn on a 183 and then take a little cut-through street over to Highway 11 about 5 miles down the road, and that puts us out on 11 just south of West Union. So, yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. How's Isla doing?
Really well. I was going to post a couple pictures from this week. I was just thinking about that a few minutes ago. Got another set of pictures, or a couple pictures today. I haven't seen her this week. I saw her Monday, but she was fussy and Nadine was holding her. So, but Beth saw her yesterday and said she's been putting on weight. So she's doing good. She had a doctor checkup, you know, with a pediatrician and kind of established pediatrician, and he said, as long as she's eating and everything else is processing right, you know, we'll just keep an eye on her. But she seems to be doing really well, so we're very thankful.
You know, no news is good news. And since I hadn't heard anything from you all week on Signal, I figured everything was pretty good. So that's good to hear. And how much does she weigh now?
Couldn't tell you. I need to ask. I don't even know. They probably know from the doctor's visit. That was Tuesday or Wednesday. Wasn't yesterday. Must have been Tuesday. And yeah, and I'm sorry I haven't posted anything. I've been busy this week, and things get things get away from you when things are good. And but you should see the number of notifications I have on that Signal. I haven't checked in a day or two. I try to keep up with it, but you know how it is. That's why you always always recommend muting the notifications, because that will drive you crazy, I'm sure.
At it, and you think, oh my God, I missed 120 Signal messages, and it's kind of daunting if you don't keep up with it to go through everything. You know, I put Lori on the group, and some days she'll get behind, and it's like, oh my God, I missed a lot. Well, one bit of good news that you probably haven't seen, Steve, K4SDM, his wife got her onco score back, and she does not have to have chemo. So that was the big good news of the week.
I am very happy to hear that. That's really good news. I know they're ecstatic. I'll have to look at that. That's really good. I appreciate you letting me know. I'm very happy for them.
Having gone through it with Lori 3 years ago, I know the feeling of relief that they both must have had when they got the news. So I remember when Lori got the call, we were in Walmart checking out. We were in the checkout line. Lori got the call, and she started crying, but they were tears of joy. And I didn't know what was going on until she got off the phone. But, yeah, that's a big relief for her. So, you know, she just needs to heal now, and hopefully moving forward, everything will be good.
I appreciate you letting me know. We We have a crying experience. It was a little different crying in the store. It was when we got a call. We were in Ingles in looking at some stuff on an aisle and a Sunday morning and got a call that our first granddaughter was born. Both of us just kind of sat there and cried for a minute. And I didn't know I was going to do that, but it just happened.
Let's see, you didn't know about it beforehand? Hi.
I didn't know I was going to cry. I don't know why. I think my eyes... Now, we knew she was supposed to be born at some point, but they didn't tell us till after she was... Well, I'm trying to think. I think we knew she was at the hospital, but we were just waiting to hear, and we got a text or a call, and something happened to my eyes. I'm not sure what it was.
Everybody cries now, so... No shame in that at all. No shame in that at all. But, yeah, now you got many, many more grandkids. So you got used to it. I guess after the first one, you didn't cry anymore, right?
We'll stick with that. That sounds good. I don't remember, really. I'm sure I did. I don't know. This last one really put me through it, so I'll just say I probably did.
Here, everything is going well there. I guess that's Seth's child. I guess they've settled back into a work routine. Was he working that whole time that Isla was in the hospital?
Couple of weeks he didn't, and then he started taking his computer to the hospital, and he was doing stuff late at night and early morning, and he didn't go back to the office until the very last week when she got moved to a regular room, but he was able to do some stuff late evenings, early mornings.
Whatever happened to you getting into the crazy industry that I've been a part of for 42 years?
In the works. I have to get to a certain age here, and that'll happen sometime, in the end of May. And then after that point, I'm looking at it. But, yeah, the plan is still there. They knew I had to wait till I reached a certain age here.
You're pension eligible in May, is that correct?
Correct. I turn 55. I can start collecting my pension if I decide to leave.
That's pretty exciting. Doesn't sound like you've made a complete decision yet, but, you know, it's kind of nice to know that you have options.
It's probably 95%. I talked to them, a year ago, and they knew, they say they're interested, and they knew I had to wait, and, you know, just all that's been going on this year, I've just got to, you know, check everything out, make sure that everything is going to fall the way I need it to. The age is there. I just want to look at the numbers again and talk to them and just decide exactly when I'm going to do it, whether it be, you know, 1st of June or if I'm going to wait till later in the year.
Five, do you get a full pension, or if you stay longer, does the pot get sweeter the longer you stay, or how does that work?
The full 30-year pension at 55, and then if I stay longer, there's a little bit extra for 5 years, but it's not that much considering what I could be doing somewhere else. You know, I'd be working, I'd be getting the salary here, but it'd be worth it probably just to leave. I'm ready to get out of here. I don't know if you understand that or not. I know you're getting close.
Trying to navigate a left-hand turn on a Highway 11 off of Hefner Road, and holy cow, we sat there for 5 minutes. I couldn't believe the traffic going north on 11. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Shane. You're talking to a man that has 3 weeks and 2 days left to work in his life.
Calculated down to the minutes yet?
On my QRZ page, go down to my bio, and there's a countdown clock there.
Did look at it a couple months ago. Yeah, it's getting here quick. And how long do you guys think it'll be before you officially make the move up here?
I'm going to apply for a driver's license probably the first month and establish residency here, because you have no idea how much money I pay in taxes in South Carolina because I can't claim homestead exemption. So full-time, meaning we don't own a house in Georgia anymore, could take up to a year. You know, we're not in a huge rush. We have 30 years worth of stuff to clean. Excuse me. 30 years worth of stuff to clean out of the house. And both Lori and I are pretty good at collecting things, so that will take some time. And, you know, we don't want to work the whole time in the beginning. We're going to probably come up for a month and hang out for a month just to let it sink in. And then we're probably going to do like what we do now in reverse. We'll probably go home for a couple days, work on the house, come back up here. We certainly won't be traveling at rush hour time, so that'll make the drive a lot easier. And we'll be full-time residents, but we won't be here full-time, if that makes sense to you. K4WCL.
Is that okay? Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking you might do. Especially kind of taking time. I wouldn't want to rush that either. And you have that option too, so that's really good. What are you going to do? Are you going to double up on your ham station here? Are you going to have an upstairs shack and a downstairs shack, or are you going to get rid of some stuff from down there?
The radio I have here is the Kenwood TS990, which is a great radio, and I'd like to keep it. But the radio I have at home is a ICOM IC7851. So how do you choose which one you keep? I don't know. But I think what I'm going to do for the short term is put both of them on the desk, because I've always wanted to compare them side by side, especially the receivers. But, you know, I've got a Kenwood TS850. I got a Kenwood TS2000. I got the Yaesu 857. I'll probably sell some of those older radios. Eventually, I'll probably sell the 7851. But you never know. You know, one of my friends might want me to hold on to it so I can die, and they think they can get a deal from Lori. But I've already told Lori what that radio is worth used.
Cases where you've told... You hope she doesn't sell it for what you told her you bought it for. I've heard that before. I hope my wife doesn't sell all my fishing gear for what I told her I bought it for.
Pretty transparent, but I bought that radio for 30 cents on the dollar, so, you know, she could get, you know, if she just had to have a new wardrobe to wear to my funeral, she could probably finance it.
She may want to set up a station at that point and have her own. You'd both be on the air then. I could see that happening, right, Lori?
But at you, man. Now, one thing I know I'm going to do is I have an ICOM 5100. I have one in South Carolina. I have one in Georgia. And I'm going to put that radio in the truck. I have water here in the truck. So I do have plans for at least one of my ID5100s.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with having a couple of radios, different ones on the desk. I know, I mean, I have two, both Yaesus, both older 857 and a 757. And of course, I can only use one at a time, but I use them for different functions, really. And I don't see an issue with having more than that on the desk. You know, that way you've got options. You can decide what you want to talk on that day.
Compare them. Although that new ICOM 7760's kind of caught my eye. JLN bought one. Says it's a fabulous radio. I could sell the 7851, buy a brand new 7760, and put some money in my pocket.
Yeah, I saw that J-O-N had bought one of those. And I haven't even looked at it, so I'm assuming, is it the latest and greatest from Icon?
100 watt platform. What I like about it is the radio, the working part of the radio with all the knobs and buttons does not have to be on the desk. And, you know, both the 990 and the 7851 are big old honking radios. And I would like to have something like that just to free up some real estate on the desk.
And I keep thinking I want to do a couple of things like that with my 857, have every, you know, the unit underneath. But I might put that in my personal truck someday if I can ever get around to it. But anyway, John, I'm pulling on the yard here. Let me drop this trailer and get it out of the way if you're still around. N4ZLK, if I don't talk to you, you two have a good trip up here.
Part of Highway 11 where I don't hear the repeater well, nor do I get into it. I'll put the other VFO on N4AW, and if you need someone to keep you company, call me over there. K4WCL, 73 Shane, be safe out there.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks. N4ZLK.